So, we've come back. Well, I am a little surprised. Not because I doubted you were a creature of your world, but I fear I was not. Warm and welcoming. Last time you were here, I was not the best version of myself. I am grateful you are giving me a second chance. Yes, I suppose in my defense, I did think you were here to kill me. But I know better now. And I would like to do this again. Do over. Is that the right phrase? Then, may I take your hand? Guten Abend. Welcome to my home. Oh, please, you can call me Johan. No, Herr or Sir. No, just Johan is fine. A lot of vampires, I suppose, do like titles. At least the ones I've met, but not all. Not me. I've seen so many vampires be think that title, money, wealth, belongings, how much land they own, or material goods equals how important they are. And true, it grants them a lot of privileges, yeah, but doesn't grant them a happy life. Mostly because the kind of vampire who does hold all of that wealth tends to also be the ones who are the most immoral and end up at the top of every hunter's list. Did I scare you? Little thing, you have no need to fear of hunters here. They are I have conflicting feelings about them. On one hand, who is they to judge? And a lot of them, well, not too many of them, so do judge themselves. Do a few tend to see any monster as evil instead of evil people as evil. Yeah. So that is a problem. But I also do understand humans want to protect themselves when, in comparison to monster kind, you are more fragile. I hope that is not offensive to say. But physically, weaker, slower. No magical abilities, unless, of course, one of you wants to take up magic. Not many of you do, so. Which is quite strange. I mean, not everyone is capable of it, but to shun it, monster kind and magic, as some of you do, when you could welcome it, and then you would not have to have hunters. Though, I suppose there will always be evil vampires and evil monsters and evil humans. So I think if there were monster hunters hunting humans, you lot would not like that. It is complicated, yeah. But we... you didn't come here to... hear me talk about potentially dying. Forgive an old man his rambles. I have things to show you. Yes, yes. Well, you seemed quite curious. So, given that you came back here, and Violet did go on a little rant about vampires hoarding material goods, there is nothing inherently wrong with anyone having items. And I was hoping perhaps you would find fascination with some of mine. If you would follow me through here. It's not the biggest library in the world, but... Oh, it's... bigger than the one in your town. Well, you can read whatever you like. Take books if you'd like. I'm sure you could do much more good with them than I. I have read probably almost everything in here. Eternity can get dull, especially if one is alone. Am I alone? Well, depends on what you mean by the question. I have people that I know. But is that what you're asking? I'm old, Glenifley the Mouse. Not... senile. Not... blind. Oh. Careful. You will not harm the books if you drop some, but, still. Was that too forward to say? I do not mean to make you uncomfortable. I find that the older I get, the less I care about what is proper. If I bother dancing around things. I would say I've become less shy and more bold, but I don't think I was ever shy. No, I don't think even as a human, so that was... I'm sure it does not escape you that I was older in life when I was turned You're too kind. The females know it. I was told. There's nothing wrong with that. But what that means is, even by then, my childhood memories were already misty, foggy, thank you. So, trying to recall them now, after however many years as a vampire, they're beyond foggy, was it? I do not find it a pity, though I suppose it is because I do not know what I am missing. Life goes on, and there is plenty of opportunity to make new memories. I've met plenty of sweet young men over my life, so not many have been so bold as to come directly to my door. I suppose so you did not know what lay right inside. Brave, though. Many wouldn't have risked coming to my door. You can call it desperation, if you must. I think desperation can make one brave. No? Yeah, take. Whatever you like, whatever catches your eye. We're not going to get through all of these. Did I? Ah, well, my English is... I can't lie, it is pretty good. Fine. Jealous. A flush in your cheek says otherwise. To answer your question from earlier, so again, only if you swear to the utmost secrecy. I have a fledgling in the house. That would scare anyone else, and yet you. No, you cannot meet. I have not. You are safe. But since being turned, they have not been around human. Not yet, and I think it would be fine, but. In time, if they want to, if you really want to. You do not run and scream. That's a mention of a newer fledgling being near you. If only more humans were like you. But to clear up any potential confusion, we are not. I am not technically alone. I have them. But I am not currently How would you say it? Romantically involved with anyone. This is a sad fate for me, yeah. You do not need to worry about me. Sweet innocent thing. I suppose it gets lonely, yeah? Even you live as long as I. Even if you do make connections, a lot of the times, eh? Well, having the option of giving someone else's curse or watching them die. I refer to it as a curse, and yet I have a fledgling. Yeah, it. I can be a hypocrite. It is not all bad, this existence. I find myself, I think, quite suited for it. Looks good on me, no. But, it is not for everyone to leave humanity behind, mortality behind, especially if you have living relatives, loved ones. Some don't, or some do, but those relatives are not loving, you know. If someone is sure and consenting, I see no reason to deny them. Whether you see it as a gift or curse, I think, depends on the vampire who is doing the giving, yeah? If they are kind, if they are turning someone to help them, save them. Or if they are doing it because they want a servant. Too many see their fledglings like that. Vampires are not made to be caged, forced into servitude. So, neither were humans, neither were anyone. Do they need time away from the world when they are turned? Yeah. Time to get control of themselves. But after that, they should not be held. No, I give myself to vampirism very willingly. Yeah. Well, you know, when you see an incredibly handsome man, you do a lot for them. No. He's not here. He is not, he does not walk this earth anymore. It was a long time ago. But, danke. Vielen Dank. Go on, Zed. His name was Matthias. He was full of kindness, such as I never seen in a vampire before, perhaps not have seen since. He was a son burning bright. And I, a lonely moth. And for some reason, he wanted my company. Ah, I do not sell myself short, but he was something else. I felt always in awe of him. We were happy together for a long time. And do not feel sad, little one. I live on. He is here. Always. How did he... No. No, I will grant you a lot, Liebchen. Not sad. Ask something else. My age. Do you think that is polite to ask? Oh, no, I was joking with you. I suppose I would be about... You are right. You thought you saw something move outside. Ah, well, trust my ears and nose to know if there was anyone dangerous outside. I would have already dealt with them. No, your eyes are not playing tricks on you. I'm putting a lot of trust in you. Don't make me regret it. Not a friend, no. But not an enemy. I don't think. I suppose you could call him a bounty hunter of sorts. Not just for killing, but returning, rescuing people who have been taken against their will. Sadly, some seem to think all vampires do not care about consent. I think there are some that do not, sadly. But just as there are humans who are the same. Yeah, that was why he was here. He was concerned about the new fledgling. He knows. He knows. All is well here. No one is here against their will, including you. So now he's... Well, I'm not exactly sure. He's not doing any harm. Perhaps he's... making sure I was telling the truth. Keeping an eye on me, I suppose. Or maybe he noticed you. Just wanted to check I wasn't going to harm such a sweet little human. Unless something else caught his eye. Forgive me, I was theorizing. Not spending enough of my time focused on you. You have questions, I expect. Magic. I do have some magic-related books. Though I do hope you're not suddenly picking this up because of what I said earlier. Well, this is nothing to play around with, you understand? Suppose that I could let you look at. It's not too dangerous. No. No, nothing like that. Perhaps this is quite a basic guide to what is the word? Sort of encyclopedia, but just for creatures. Bestiary. What an interesting verb to use. Do you consider me to be a beast? I think I could have done a lot more, but if your barrier for kindness is somebody not killing you when you turn up on their doorstep, then I do worry for you. I do not know what it is like in that town of yours. No, I do not go out on visits all that often. The world is changing for the better, I hope. But no matter how, we have always been here, monster kind, before. We were okay referring to ourselves as monsters. Non-human, I suppose, is what I would choose if I had a choice. But, my point, we've always been here. And yet, some humans like to think that we are some new thing cropping up, and despite all the time we have been here, we are not always accepted in every place. Or some are, but some places that accept other monsters don't always like vampires. Suppose compared to, I don't know, angels or mermaids or some other creatures, they are considered more good, and they are considered more bad. Even though an angel, much more powerful than me, than any vampire. But we have the more bad image. Is that the right phrase? I suppose it's because of the blood. Yeah. Can't help it. We didn't choose to, you know. I don't know. I think maybe sometimes they make up reasons to pick and choose which monsters they like and which are too far, but you know. My point. You may find this useful. Especially walking through these woods to get to my house. You do read German, yeah. And as you came here, communicating in English, but most of these books are not in English. I mean, we are not in England, so. I have some. Or, if you are set on this one, I suppose you could read it if you had someone who could translate it for you, who would not judge that you were reading about monsters. Liebchen, I was referring to myself. Yes, I'm being serious. I mean, I did not mean to presume that you could read in English either, but, or at all, I can read to you and translate for you if that... I think I am getting some idea of what it means to you. I was not expecting that sudden embrace. No. Well, I would recommend you ask people before launching yourselves at them. Some are not comfortable with such things. Me, I do not mind. Just for the unexpected, I have not had a warm body against mine. And your joy is quite infectious. I do not think you realize how charming you are. Oh, you are so honest and earnest. I suppose you remind me of him a little. Come then. I can read to you by the fire if you want. I did make sure. I wasn't sure if you really were going to come back, but I did get food, drink that you could consume. So if you would like, I could make tea. Yeah, it is getting more and more popular these days, I hear. If you would like some. Then you know where the sitting room is. Where we warmed you up last time. So, take this. Why not this one as well? Take those. I will. Boil some water. Just not trouble. No, I do not have servants. I suppose most houses of this size do, but I have no interest in hiring people to do basic tasks for me. I'm capable of doing them. Yeah, I understand for people who are not. But I can, and honestly, I have very little else to do these days. Eternity can be boring. But now I have two people in this house with me. Quite spoiled. You take the house. I will join you in a moment. Eagle.